You're listening to an Apple Viz podcast.
Hey everyone in Apple Watch land. My name is Harrison. I am the developer of a new app that is specifically for the Apple Watch called Dice Free. This is an app for people who play a lot of dice games similar to Dungeons and Dragons. And part of the issue is that oftentimes we as blind people are not able to use a regular dice as they are not visual to us. And then a lot of people don't like us to use virtual dice because they can't see what's going on. So I have come up with a solution to this based on some of the old talking products that used to exist. I have created an app that allows you to roll several different dice configurations only on your Apple Watch. So without using anything else other than your Apple Watch, you can roll several different dice configurations and it will speak them with a clear human voice through the watch's speaker, which will give everyone else the confidence that you're not cheating and will allow you to hear your die. This app is designed to be very, very simple, very, very easy to operate. It's designed for both blind and sighted users to be able to use. So definitely it has a visual component as well as an audible component. So I would like to show you guys how this app works on the Apple Watch. For this demo, I'm using my personal Apple Watch Series 6 44 millimeters. This has been tested on a Series 4 and has successfully worked. So anything within the 4, 5, or 6 lineup should be able to work. Without further ado, I'm going to open the app and show you what happens.
5:35 a.m. home. Clock, world, remote, over. Dice Free.
So the app is called Dice Free. Samantha unfortunately says Dice Free. Let's see what happened.
Dice Free. Heading. Dice Free.
Unfortunately, heading. Sometimes the Apple Watch locks.
Swipe left and right to change the number of faces. Up and down to change the number of dice. Tap or shake to roll. Turn off voiceover.
So as it said, swipe left and right to adjust the number of faces of the dice. So up and down to adjust the number of dice and tap or shake to roll. So the number of faces literally refers to how many faces the dice are. There are 6-sided Monopoly dice, but there are also 20-sided Dungeons and Dragons dice. And Dungeons and Dragons also uses faces like 4, 12, etc. This defaults to one 20-sided die, as the main demographic of users is probably going to be role player users, and most role player users tend to start with a 20-sided die. So I am going to show you, I'm going to first turn off voiceover.
Voiceover off.
And I'm going to tap the screen.
15.
So I tapped, it rolled the dice, and it got a 15. Now, if I tap it again.
2.
Okay, so I got a 2. Now, let's say I don't need one 20-sided die anymore. I need two 8-sided dice. So, as I said, first I would choose the number of faces I want by swiping left.
12, 10, 8.
And then I will swipe up to get to the number 2.
2.
And tap.
11. 12.
So, yeah, essentially it rolls those dice and it tells you the total of the dice that you are rolling. Now, there is one other function that I'd like to show, which is the shake function. So if I shake my wrist.
11. 7.
And yeah, it's really that simple. With that, you can play dice games one-handed. One limitation built into the Apple Watch is unfortunately sometimes the app fades into the background, so you may need to, you know, wake up your watch by pressing the crown or raising it to you, raising it before you can use it again. But other than that, this is a very simple dice rolling app that makes it very easy to just roll dice very quickly. It's simple, it's straight, it's to the point. That's the only functions it has. And yeah, As far as where you can get it, you can get it on the Apple Watch App Store under the name Dies Free, DEYESFREE. It's available, to my understanding, in most regions of where Apple supports apps. It is available in 7 languages: English, Spanish, Chinese, Arabic, Swedish, German, and Portuguese. So no matter which one you use, you can have your numbers read out. And yeah, if you have any questions about this app, feel free to contact me. I'm very, very active on AppleVis, so you will see me floating around AppleVis. And I also have an email. You can reach me at harrytu3@gmail.com. That is harrytu3@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.